No es momento para la mezquindad. Es momento para unirnos. Eamon Gilmore es el enviado especial de la Unión Europea para el proceso de paz en Colombia. Mr. Gilmore, thank you very much for being with us on W Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
María, una única pregunta para el señor Gilmore. ¿Qué mensaje le envía a Colombia hoy que debe permanecer unida ante el terrorismo?
Mr. Gilmore, what is the message that you send our country, Colombia, today, the day that the country must stay united against terrorism?
The message that the European Union sends today to the government and to the people of Colombia is that we stand in solidarity with you. We stand in solidarity with you because of the terrible crime that was committed yesterday. In Bogota, this terrible act. We stand in solidarity with you in defense of democracy, the rule of law, and we'll work to do everything we can to help you to bring an end to all violence. In particular, our thoughts today are with the victims, with the families of those who have been killed and injured, and with the colleagues of those who have been killed and injured because of the great loss that they have suffered. Our thoughts today are with the people of Colombia, with the colleagues and the families of those who have been killed and injured, and with the government of Colombia, and we stand in solidarity with you.
Mr. Gilmore, thank you very much for your time. It was this one question we wanted to make to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
¿Qué nos dijo María?
Bueno, Juan Pablo nos dice que él habla también en nombre de la Unión Europea. El mensaje que le envía al gobierno colombiano y al pueblo de Colombia es de solidaridad ante este crimen atroz. Solidaridad en la defensa de la democracia, en la defensa del Estado de Derecho. Y se compromete a seguir trabajando junto a Colombia para acabar con cualquier tipo de violencia. Finalmente, expresa su solidaridad y su acompañamiento a las familias de los policías, de los cadetes que fallecieron, a las familias de quienes resultaron heridos, y también a todos esos cadetes y policías, colegas, que hoy son quienes más están sufriendo o más de cerca están sufriendo la pérdida de sus compañeros.
6:27 a.m.